From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Obama administration is reviewing security procedures following the failed bomb attack aboard a Northwest Airlines flight bound for Detroit on Friday. Some Republican lawmakers are questioning why the accused attacker was not on a no-fly list, given that his name had earlier been listed on a broad database of terrorism suspects. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano responded to that issue.
There was simply throughout the law enforcement community never information that would put this individual on a no-fly list or a selectee list.
Napolitano was on ABC's This Week. The man accused in the Friday incident, Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, was released today from a Michigan hospital where he was being treated for burns. His attorney says Abdulmutallab was transferred to a federal prison. There were some tense moments today on a Northwest flight from Amsterdam to Detroit, but in the end, there was no security threat. NPR's Allison Keyes explains.
The Transportation Security Administration says the airline alerted the agency to a disruptive passenger on today's Flight 253, the same flight number as the aircraft that was the target of the failed attempt to blow up a plane on Christmas Day. The TSA says today's plane landed safely in Detroit at 12:35 p.m. Eastern without incident. TSA and law enforcement met the plane on arrival. An airline spokeswoman says the passenger was verbally disruptive and that the crew asked for law enforcement help out of an abundance of caution. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will visit Egypt on Tuesday for talks with that country's president. Netanyahu also cautioned that a prisoner exchange with the Islamist Hamas group has not yet been finalized. Linda Gradstein has more.
One issue on the agenda is the deal that will see Israel release hundreds of Palestinian prisoners in exchange for a captured Israeli soldier. Earlier this month, there were reports that the deal was on the verge of completion, but it apparently bogged down after Israel insisted that some 100 prisoners be sent to Gaza or abroad instead of returning to their homes in the West Bank. Hamas today marked the one-year anniversary of the Israeli incursion into Gaza that left more than 1,000 Palestinians dead. There has been almost no reconstruction of Gaza since the fighting ended, as Israel refuses to allow metal or cement into Gaza, saying they could be used to build weapons. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
Opposition websites in Iran say police opened fire on anti-government protesters in Tehran today, killing at least 9 people, including a nephew of the country's opposition leader, Mir Hussein Mousavi. Scores of others were injured in the clashes. There were similar protests in other Iranian cities, with some of the demonstrators clashing with police. The White House is criticizing the crackdown on demonstrators in Iran. National Security Council spokesman Mike Hammer denounced what he called Iran's unjust suppression of civilians. This is NPR News from Washington. Diplomats and human rights groups are waiting for word about a Korean-American missionary who crossed the border from China into North Korea on Christmas Day. One group says it plans to release a video of the border crossing. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has the story from Beijing.
North Korean state media made no mention of Robert Park's disappearance into North Korea. The U.S. Embassy in Beijing and the State Department said they were aware of the incident but had no further details. The 28-year-old Park, a Tucson, Arizona resident, crossed the frozen Tumen River that forms the border between China and North Korea. According to a rights group in Seoul called Pax Koreana, Park was bearing a letter calling on North Korean leader Kim Jong-il to open the country to foreign assistance and release all political prisoners immediately. The rights group said Park wanted to be arrested to draw attention to the plight of the North Korean people. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
People in parts of the upper Midwest were coping with more winter weather today, while flood warnings were posted for parts of the Midwest and South, as milder temperatures have accelerated the melting of recent heavy snowfalls in those areas. National Weather Service forecaster Mike Eckert.
We do have flood warnings from the very heavy rain from Illinois southward down to Arkansas, Louisiana, and the Gulf Coast areas. We also have some flood warnings in effect from Georgia up through the Carolinas into Virginia and even up into New Jersey and eastern New York State.
Eckert says by next weekend, another storm system could be bringing more rain to the Gulf Coast area, aggravating flooding there, and the storm could eventually bring more snow to parts of the Northeast. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.